At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, we are here. The 25th episode is upon us. I brought the whole crew, everybody that's made the first 25 special. And I just want to start off by thanking everybody that, you know, took time out of their Sunday to come and record with us and kind of celebrate. It's going to be a best of moment, and we'll kind of fly by the seat of our pants for this one. So it should be fun. And, you know, I just want to start off by thanking everybody that's on this episode today, had a big part of, you know, getting the podcast going, promoting it, buying shirts. You know, some people are out and about with shirts at certain festivals in the area, and it's a good thing. It's a good thing. It's all good. So, you know, I want to start with Ed first. He usually starts off with an email. I want to start with Ed, and I want to say, Ed, do you have any favorite emails for the first 24 episodes?
Well, I'd have to say the ones that kind of call us out and said that we were kind of like, you know, that we're a real shitty podcast. And, you know, it was like, I think that was Chris, I think that he was from North Kakalaka, if I remember correctly. I can't remember if that was the Louisiana one. You know, nope, I think
it was North Carolina.
Yeah.
Not that I've got it written down anywhere.
Hey, I'm telling you, never forget, careful, man. No, I just honestly, it's been a lot of fun. I'm gonna jump out and just jump. I need to get something out right here in the forefront just today. I just want to get out just something that's kind of off topic, but I had two athletes today that competed up at the Nationals up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin today. One of my friends, Sharon, who's one of the ladies that I coach, she came in third place in the Athena division today, and that was a national thing. And my other friend, Mina, who I also coach as well, she came in the top 25% out of 2,000 people. Couldn't be any more prouder than both of them. They both keep rolling over the boards, and they just grind, and they make it happen every single day as far as training, and I couldn't be any prouder of them than that. I just want to make sure that before we got rolling, I mentioned both of them because they're both super ladies, and I'm really proud of them, and I can't speak any more highly of both of them. And Sharon was one of the most memorable emails that we got because she was our first female email that we got sent in. She was the Drew Brees and Tom Brady. So she was the one that kicked it all off for the ladies. So I'm going to kick it back to you, Andy. And just want to say that nice little tie in there. That's all.
Well, I want to stay on the email topic and maybe Chris can shed some light on how some of this heat that we've gotten from negative emails has actually – we've had more fun with those than the serious ones. I mean, they created Tom's Shitty Picks out of that, which is, you know, t-shirts.
Buy the shirt. It's right here. Buy the shirt.
Yeah, stop being cheap. Buy some shirts. You know, buy a shirt. Chris bought a shirt. Son of the Phantoms rocking the Son of the Phantom shirt. Look at what more can you ask for? Portuguese flag on it. You know, even if you're not Portuguese, who would want to be? But
they do have great food.
But the food. How can you blame the food? And you meet one Portuguese guy, you know they're Portuguese, right, Chris?
Ah, damn right, man. I'm here at the Portuguese Madeira. Tons of people everywhere. I'm about six socks deep right now, but we won't go that far. With I'm waiting for the Madeira line to wind down a little bit. It's a little too packed for me. But no, the emails are great, man. I love the negative emails. It almost allows us or you guys to do like improv stuff and just kind of, you know, jump down their throats and get them back in a way. And it's great. Like you said, we got Tom Shitty Picks shirt out of it. It just, honestly, it's only going to inspire us to do better and to do more. And and keep the laughter going, man. And I know that's what you guys are after, so it's great to see.
Yeah, you know, so many things come up over the course of a week, like negative stuff or personal things, or you know, whether it's kids based or friend based or work based or whatever it may be. And you know, this is kind of like I've said it before. It's kind of therapy for especially for me to kind of get on here with the guys that I don't see all the time and kind of rip and you know, especially create some heat or stuff like that. Chirp. I love the chirp. Chris knows I love the chirp. You know, some of my most memorable chirps is sitting on the bench waiting to go over the board. So, you know, that's kind of how I am doing this. This is what I would be doing on the bench too. So, Tom, I want to kick it over to you. Did we touch on all the email stuff that you want to? Is there things that came up in the emails that you know, have a best of moment as we can kind of segue to that?
I just like the fact that we have the ladies sending in emails. I mean, I think I counted three different lady emails from ladies, and I think it's a pretty good that it shows that there aren't just guys. It's not just the jocks and the wrestling fans watching that. It's the ladies too, you know? And yeah. And we didn't even need the Portuguese Phantom to come on. So we can't say it's because of the Portuguese Phantom.
No, he says he's on and he's not even on. So he's, you know, we kind of had a round table last week when Ed was home, and he was chirping pretty good. You know, saying that he's part of the show. And then, I'm going to have to kick it to the son of the Phantom. The son of the Phantom. What can you bring to the table about the Phantom not being on the show? Go ahead. Take it away.
I don't know. I'm just him. Definitely dialed down a little bit, but like, I don't have as much like wrestling probably knowledge or hockey knowledge, but bring more energy. How about that? I'll actually show up.
Wow.
Yeah, shots fired. Bang, bang. The old Cactus Shack. Bang, bang. Right there. Wow. Shots fired at the old man.
Man.
Calling him out. It's like a duel at sundown. I think you guys should settle it at the feast.
There you go.
Yeah.
Page match.
So I'm gonna go to Brad.
But don't forget Brad now. Come on.
Yeah, we're working towards Brad. Brad. I told a few people that watched the podcast we had never met before. And one of the great things about the podcast is I had no meeting with you ahead of time, and we winged it. And when you started rattling off all the things that you were into and what you brought to that episode, it was great. I mean, it was like you fit right in, and I'm like, I got to get this guy on a little more because, you know, you hit a home run when you came on. So that's fantastic, Brad.
One of the best former coworkers I've ever had. Just say it.
Yeah, appreciate that, Ed.
I mean it, bro.
I loved working the run and trying. I really do appreciate you guys bringing me on. It's my first podcast. Unfortunately, I'm so new to this format. You know, my highlight reel literally consists of the episode I was on. But I don't know if Ed, you know, brought me on and cherry-picked those questions, because this stuff me and him talked about a lot at work. But that episode just really hit, you know, a lot of
There was no cherry picking, man. Yeah. Dude, that's why I said you were coming on, man. You and I drive together, man. That's why. Yeah, I mean, look, so, you and I could kill 8 hours a day together. Come on, Brad.
Oh, man. We literally talked about that stuff, you know, every day, you know. So,
yeah, man.
I may have not a whole lot of hockey knowledge, but not a lot. I mean, absolutely zero.
That'll come.
I will bring the Hawaiian shirts. So, I got that going for me.
Yeah, hey, you look good. You dressed up for the episode. I like it. Everybody brought something this week. You know, like I said in the beginning, it's a celebration of, you know, the first 24 episodes. And I want to kind of do a round table with everybody and go forth with the next 25 episodes. I'm going to start with Chris and we'll work our way around. And Chris, what would you like to see us kind of accomplish over the next like 24 episodes from now till 50?
Bringing on new people. I think that's always good. You get different perspective. You know what I mean? people that know different sports that we don't always talk about, maybe, you know, get a little bit of a mix in there is always good. You know, there's viewers of all kinds, and we need to try to hit. I'd like to see you guys try to hit whatever viewers you can hit out there that will grab on and just like what they're watching, you know.
Dom, what do you got? How about the next 24 episodes?
I can't wait to get into football and the fantasy of the NFL football and college. Those are my two, probably my the two sports that I get into the most. I mean, I know I watch baseball and, of course, hockey, but the football is the one that I really get into the most.
Ed, what do you got for the from now till 50? What do you want to see? Do you want to, you know, if you were running the show and you had, you know, total control of what was going on as far as, you know, what we're doing, what would you like to see? No, imagine we had $1 million. What would you like to see?
You're putting me in charge of creative. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, I would never do that.
I wanted to make sure that we were crystal clear on that. Okay.
Yeah, you had a lunchbox when we were kids with a bunch of drawings, and I would never put you in charge of creative.
Hey, look, just because I'm a crayon eater doesn't mean anything. Come on now.
If you've ever seen Superbad, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I know.
No, I'd like to, you know, since I had technical difficulties last week, you know, because the microphone was not working, I'd say that I would like to see, like, you know, the comment about it would be pretty cool to have Bobby Orr on. There's a guy that's in Rhode Island. His name is Brendan Higgins. He's a big guy. He's a former kind of like East Coast guy. He still keeps in a lot of touch with Jimmy Valiant down in Virginia, and he's big into yoga. So I think that would be kind of pretty cool to have him on. He and I kind of connected via one of the guys that used to coach me for triathlon a few years ago. So I mean, I think that would be kind of cool to have on and that type of thing. And you know, I'll agree with Tom. I mean, it is getting to be my most favorite time of the year, being like college football and, you know, and pro football. I mean, and then, you know, because we definitely have to have Brad on because we need to talk about his Cowboys now, you know?
Well, before we get to Brad, when we were talking to the Phantom and he said that, the first thing he said to me was, I love that guy, Brad, because the Phantom's a big Cowboys fan. Even son of the Phantom.
All they have football in Portugal?
Yeah.
only Cowboys games.
I want to get your take, Brad. Same kind of question. You know, what would you like to see, you know, going forward from us? Because 50 would put us almost at the year mark. So, you know, what would you like to see? But you know, it'll be football season, things like that. What do you got in the brain?
And if we, I mean, just keeping on track. Football stuff, we're gonna have so much to talk about, but if we had like this, you know, imaginary number, this, you know, that we could like throw out some money and we could all go do what it bring whatever to the show, I think it would be awesome to meet up for a football game or to meet up for like WrestleMania in 2024, you know, do something wild like that and just document it for the podcast. I think that would be incredible.
That's an awesome idea. I mean, it all comes down to what we could write off and you know, put it on the podcast, Bill, and then kind of see what we could do with that. That'd be fantastic. And get the group together and, you know, just try to, you know, create some memories and make some more content, for, I guess, for the podcast. That'd be fantastic. Son of the Phantom, you're bringing a different age demographic. What do you got for us?
Definitely going to like an event, that would be so cool. I agree with Brad, but also bringing on more people would be more perspectives on different things would be pretty cool. Maybe bring on a couple haters, I guess you could say. Maybe get a good argument with some of these people
That. Bring on a hater and then we can tear them up.
Bring on a couple of haters.
Yeah, a couple of haters. I love it. And what about the Phantom? Thoughts on the Phantom ever coming on, or you never think it's gonna happen?
I don't know. He's big ticket, asking for a lot of money, I guess.
Big ticket. Oh man.
I don't know. Weird.
Does he think that this is NIL that we're gonna pay him to be on? This is not NIL.
Chris isn't even on every week, and he's from the Madeira Feast. I mean, come on. You're in the same house as the
Phantom. Wait for a big number, maybe. I don't know.
When we get him on, he's going to be pixelated like Ric Flair's World Heavyweight title.
Dylan, you tell the Portuguese Phantom when he comes on, I got this flag with his name on it, all right?
Well, all right.
It'll be a parting gift.
you gotta soak it in some grease. Slop some linguica grease on it.
Oh, don't worry. I got my Kunspith waiting on the grill over there. I hope it's not burning.
You can walk right over there and grab it. You can interview people on the way.
It's a little loud. I don't know.
He's live and on location.
Yes, yes, I am. I'm getting a lot of looks at the shirt, man. Everybody's looking
live
at the shirt,
from the feast.
Yep. Chris, do you have a favorite moment from any of the first 24 episodes?
Man, I'm not gonna shoot my own horn here, but I love every moment that I've been on the show, just because I'm having a good time with you guys. You know what I mean? Just being there, talking with you guys, doing what I love to do too. Who doesn't like talking sports? And
you know what my favorite time was? Is that was Chris when you were on after Bruins lost?
Yeah, you jinxed them.
Oh, when I was in the basement for a week or so, right?
Yeah, when they lost, it was my favorite episode. Not that long.
Yeah. And I polished off that 3-foot bottle of Anise too. Remember?
With the branch in it.
Oh hell yeah! You ate the tree inside.
Yeah, man. And I got the care package you guys were supposed to send me for the Gaspar's Linguisa.
Yeah. It's not in the budget. We couldn't write it off.
Yeah, we gotta go to legal department for that.
Tom, favorite thing about the first 24 episodes. What do you think?
I kind of like the that episode that Ed's talking about, even though I'm a huge Beast fan, but we were on live and I had my phone sitting there on top of the computer screen, so I'm talking with you guys and watching the game, and I was actually proud of myself that I didn't throw the phone, knock over the computer or something when they scored the goal, when Kachuk scored, because I was pissed. But I was
that
would have
been great. That would have been great TV, by the way.
Yeah,
maybe ratings would have improved that way.
Ed, what do you got? The favorite moment from the first 24 episodes.
You know, to be quite honest with you, it probably was the first one. It was just the first one, because it was just like okay, let's see how it works, you know. And it was just really good to see that, you know, that two of my best friends, I get to see them every week. So
yeah,
three of your best friends.
Three. Oh, all right, sorry, Brad. I like that.
I like that. Insert yourself. That's how you get good jobs doing stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, give me what's your email, Brad?
Yeah, we're gonna make it public. Hey, listen, you know, you can always put this on a resume that, you know, you were part of, you were on a podcast and all that stuff, right? And you know, it looks good. And then when people ask, you just point them my way. They look at look at these MFs. They don't know what the hell they're doing. So Brad, I know you were only on one episode later in the the 20s, but what was the best part about coming on?
I mean, just sitting down, I've always like kind of had this vision of, and there's so many podcasts out there with expert analysis. Can we just get some average Joes, some regular guys, come in and have those same conversations, and still get our points across and still make some quality content? And I feel like that's what this podcast does. So it's
awesome.
Right up my alley.
Yeah. Dylan, I'm going to ask you a similar question, but I know you have a podcast with your own buddies. And what do you like about doing the podcast with us compared to doing the podcast with them?
Definitely a lot more hockey wrestling talk. That doesn't fly much with the six other people. That it's more football, basketball focused now. But
basketball.
Yeah,
an actual sport.
Basketball. No thanks. Basketball. No thanks. But I really like coming on, and then it's like also this is on Zoom, so a lot easier than coordinating seven people's schedules every week to all come to time. Figure everything out.
Yeah, I my plan is that, you know, when we hit these anniversary episodes, just to kind of like get everybody on, and even if, you know, you don't have that much time to talk because it's only half an hour, we can express, you know, the gratitude that, especially me, I have for everybody that's been on. It's like I said, it's fun and it's growing. I mean, there's people that want to be on and it's just not their season as far as like their, what they like to talk about. Everybody likes to talk about football. So we'll be heavy when the football comes. I don't know if the half an hour will be enough for some of these picks and a big round table, but you know, we'll get everybody on and, you know, grow it over. I'm thinking it'll grow a little bit more over the next 25 episodes, hopefully. And we'll be right back in the thick of, you know, the NHL All-Star Game, Super Bowl around the, you know, around the 50th episode. So, you know, it'll be good. It'll be a good time. And, you know, I want to give a shout out to everybody that's helped out behind the scenes, like Phil Mosolito. You know, he hooked us up with a very cool intro. You know, I liked it a lot when he showed it to me and he's like, I'll tweak it for you, whatever. And I'm like, no, don't touch anything. Looks good. You know, so the people that support the channel that don't come on because they're camera shy or whatever, just, you know, a big thanks from everybody, because, you know, if it wasn't for you guys watching, we wouldn't have anybody to yuck with. So, you know, it's all about having fun and, you know, not taking anything personal, but we are going to get a little blue every now and then. So NC-17 at times. So, you know, especially with the guy down at the bottom, he, you know, he doesn't wear pants for podcasts. So he has no pants policy. And the trip home last week, he had problems with the audio. I thought it was crabs, not out of the realm of possibility. But Ed, crabs, yes, no, confirm.
I have to say that I am disease and drug free. Thank you very much.
Okay. So it was crayfish then.
It's pronounced crawfish, but
okay.
Better tell
Brad,
him, man.
Brad, will you speak on this, man? Come on, man. You got to teach them, that, enlighten them. You know,
you call it crawfish, crawdaddy. Well, I don't even know what a crayfish is, man.
Is it like a quahog? Quahog?
Hey, you need to remember. Bleeker and Quahog is our law firm. Remember?
Is
that.
It like Circasola, Caserola, Linguica, Linguisa? I mean,
Linguica. That's my favorite.
You gotta be
this
careful.
This is an American right here.
Now, when you say that, Ed, you have to be careful who you say that around. You gotta know your audience when you say that you like the Linguisa. Chris, confirm?
Absolutely.
See? Confirmed. Gotta be careful.
I like
how you
it
say
on my
it.
Pizza, man.
Oh, okay. Ed, I've seen things. You know, when you've seen guys you grew up with naked more than once, you know how people roll. I've been in a lot of locker rooms. You know, it's a towel around the waist, not over the shoulder. That's how we roll. It's always around the waist. Okay? So before we, you know, get rolling, we got about 10 minutes left. Any shout-outs for the last 24 episodes? Chris, what do you got?
I want to give a shout-out, since I didn't get to in the beginning, to Mr. Trainer over there, Ed, and his trainees in that competition. That's awesome to see that you're putting in the work to train your people and they're putting in the work and getting stuff done. So kudos to them and to you. Good job, buddy.
Thanks, Tom. Man. Appreciate it.
Well, I want to thank, I'm going to miss a few people here, but some of the people that have sent in emails, Debbie, Derek, Darren, Stacy, Brian, Sharon, Dave, Chris, Gary, Gene, Braden, and the two presidents of my fan club, Chris from North Carolina and Charlie from Mississippi. hold on. I'm going to have picks when football season comes around, so strap in.
They're not Polaroids, right? Not those kind of picks?
No.
Okay.
Those are
okay.
For my other fans.
Okay.
That's just from Alex's back in the day.
That's it. Ed.
Hey. Hey.
I'm going to shoot it to Brad. Brad, any shout outs while you have a few moments to have the floor?
Hey, shout out to Ed's athletes. I'm gonna echo that. You know, training for whatever sport is obviously grueling. Training is probably, you know, people hate doing it the most, but training with Ed, that's got to be doubly difficult. So shout out to them. You know, they did it. And Ed, you know, it's always great for you as the trainer to get, you know, was a trainer if your athletes aren't excelling, you know, so that's great validation for you, man. So I'm happy for you. Congratulations.
Thanks, brother, man. I appreciate it.
Special Ed. Special Ed.
Yeah, that's me.
So Dylan,
you should be wearing the helmet.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, say Anderson went on the short yellow bus today with the helmet.
Oh, nice. Nice. You gotta dress it up for 25. Hey, where's your top hat?
It's not in the budget, man.
You don't have any old cardboard lying around or something?
No, man, you know? Let's just say there was a lot of slashing and burning that happened.
I'm going to kick it to Dylan. Dylan, shout outs. What do you got?
Shout outs, you three, for 25 episodes. The best tag team in the podcasting business and your host. Giving us 25 episodes.
We're not. Are we going for the old school six-man titles? I don't do trios titles.
No trios.
No, I do six-man titles like the Freebirds. That's how we roll. Yeah, Dusty and the Road Warriors. The only trio.
Buddy Roberts, you got the helmet.
Yep, boxing headgear. Yeah, it's one of those things. I can't say enough about everybody that's been involved. I mean, when it gets back to me, I'm just so thankful that, you know, my week is spent, you know, doing these little things. We got best up clips going up all the time. I was able to do a deep dive with that and chop them up a little bit just for people to kind of laugh at if maybe it'll draw you to the podcast or whatever. And, you know, we got new shirts all the time. And, you know, the kids always want to get involved with doing buy a Phantom shirt. Come on. What more can you ask for? It's got the flag on it. Got the wrestling mask on it. What more can you ask for? So
I'm working on stickers as well.
Working on some stickers, working on some other stuff, working, always looking around. If you're somebody that wants to be on and, you know, you have another podcast, we'd love to come on and talk to you too. Like Dylan has his own podcast with his buddies. You know, if you know somebody that has a podcast and we can, you know, kind of swap off a little bit, I'll send Ed or Tom to theirs, or I'll go on or whatever. And, you know, we're just open to this whole realm of, you know, the podcasting world, and we're trying to get ahead of it. I mean, we're here to have fun, and, you know, I'd like to get, once hockey season starts, I'd like to get, maybe a female on 1 week just to get, I know a couple of ladies that play hockey. So I'd like to get one of them on. Most of them are Bruins fans, which sucks, but what can you do?
It'd be nice to get a different perspective, you know, other than, you know, the pink hats from the honk.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, with Tom, Chris, they love their bees. Dylan's a Blackhawks guy, so that'll be something. Brad, he'll be watching pretty soon. We'll get him around that corner. We'll get him there. We're gonna start small, but at least you know, it is what it is. So I'm gonna just kind of have everybody kind of say thanks, and then, you know, we're off. We got like 3 minutes left, so a quick one time around. And Chris, what do you got before you go?
Yeah, I know someone just finished saying it, and I'll echo it again. You guys coming on here, I don't know whose idea it was to start it, but whether it was yours or one of the other two guys, but just you guys being able to come along like every week, make it a set thing. Like, you guys haven't missed an episode. That's a big dedication to, you know, making sure you get one done every week. You know, and you guys have been doing it, so good job to you guys. Appreciate the watch. You know, that's the first thing I put on when I'm driving in my truck at midnight down to wherever I'm going, Connecticut, wherever it may be. I just put on the podcast and I cruise through the lines down to Connecticut, and I love watching it every Monday. So that's kind of been my thing. So I appreciate it, you guys.
Thanks, man. Tom, real quick, got something?
A couple more shout outs. I want to thank Darren, who I know listens every episode, and he's always giving me feedback. And Scotty, our friend Scotty, who owns the brewery up in Toronto, Brock Street Brewery, he sent us all the swag. And just want to thank him for supporting us.
Ed, real quick, we got like two minutes. A quick one.
All right. speed round. Just want to thank everybody and just want to let everybody know, look, we do this for fun. We're not out there trying to hurt anybody's feelings. You know, nothing like that. You have to understand that there's three of us that have known each other for probably over 30 years, and we hammer each other at the best chance that we get, and it's all in good fun. Brad, you know, Brad understands it, and Chris does too, that we're just out here having fun. There's no mean-spiritedness behind it, and thanks everybody for listening. Really proud of, you know, mine and Sharon again, and Scotty, thanks for the support, you know, and just thanks for everybody listening, and Brett, also thank Brett for some constructive criticism he gave over my visit home as well, and thanks to everybody.
I'm going to wrap it up because we got like 40 seconds left, so I just want to tell everybody, Dylan, Brad, Ed, Tom, Chris, thank you so much from the heart.
Thanks, guys.
I mean, the only thing that would make me happy is if you all were Flyers fans, but other than that, you guys can go scratch. But I love you guys, and thanks for showing up, and we're going to look forward to more good things going forward. So thanks, everybody. From me to you, much love. Later, everybody.
Later, everybody. Awesome. Thank you.